back, guys. After the hiatus, I'm back. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not consistent with my podcast. Well, let me give myself an excuse. I was in school August last year, so I didn't have time. There was not enough time for me to record episodes to post online, but maybe I don't promise, because I always promise and I don't change. So maybe I'm going to change this year. Maybe if something does not come along my way, I will change. Maybe. This is Jemima Views. Stay tuned. Consistency. I've been so inconsistent with posting. Not my fault though. I've been in school for the past how many months? I just finished school this March 6th. I got called to the Nigerian bar finally. I'm done with that phase of my life. It felt like forever. I've been in school since 2015. I did law school for university for like 5 years. I went for my youth service 1 year, that's 6. I had to wait another year. Then I went to Nigerian law school. Like, basically, I spent almost 9 to 10 years finishing law. It felt like I was doing medicine. It was draining. Nigerian law school was a wonderful experience for me because I got to meet great people, great individuals who influenced my life positively. And I'm really glad I met them, because without them, law school would have been boring. It was because of them I enjoyed law school. There were times I wanted to cry. There were times I wanted to break down because maybe I was broke or something. But because of these individuals, I got to like see law school from a different perspective. So it's something my mom always tells me whenever I'm going to somewhere new. She'll tell me, make new friends. So when I went to Nigerian law school, I went with the intention of making new friends. I didn't just go there like, oh, I'm going to meet the people I met before previously in my university days. I decided that I was going to meet new people, and I made new friends. I haven't made a friend from my university in Nigerian law school. Someone I did not like normally talk to. I started talking to him. So I just feel like when you go to new places, for you to have like the true experience, I feel like you should try to meet new people. Try to like socialize. Don't be like, I would say I'm a very, very shy person, but I realized that my shyness is going to take me nowhere. So I try to socialize when I'm supposed to socialize. I try to like interact with people. It's going to be hard for you to bring out a conversation, but when someone is making an effort to talk to you, because there are some people that are good at that, try to engage in that conversation. You get. So that's what I was up to last year. That was why I was not able to post. That's not an excuse, but yeah, that was basically the reason why I was not able to post. I'm not going to promise that I'm going to change this year, because I'm trying to arrange my life. I'm trying to see if I should go for my master's, because I'm an academic girly. I'm trying to see if I can go for my master's or I'll get a job. But I feel like I want to take the route of education. I don't know if I want to be lecturing. I don't know for sure. Or going to tech or intellectual property law. I think that's where I want to specialize. I also want to keep you guys up to date what's going on in my life. Apart from law school, like I said earlier, I'm now a lawyer. I've been enjoying listening to some music this year. You know, like last year, my Spotify roundup was listening artist was Taylor Swift. I made sure it was Taylor Swift, because I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. Like, I don't know who will surpass Taylor Swift in my heart yet. I've not met, because Taylor Swift is an amazing songwriter. She's an amazing songwriter. That's why I was pissed off the last Grammy when people were saying that she did not deserve Album of the Year. That woman is a great writer. You should listen to her song. Like, Taylor Swift is that pop girly that you think you're just listening to pop, but it feels like you're just listening to like someone soothing you, like someone that understands how what you're going through. You get, that's how I feel when I listen to Taylor Swift. So I was so super excited and super happy that she won Best Album of the Year, because Midnight was one of my favorite Taylor Swift albums. No cap. It was not my favorite Taylor Swift album, but it was one of my favorites. So I was really, really happy she won. This year I'm currently listening to Ariana Grande because I'm also an Ariana Grande fan, and I listened to Eternal Sunshine. Though the album was really short, but I really loved it, but it was short. Ariana Grande, next time give us a longer album. I listened to Cowboy Carter yesterday. Dope album. Beyonce is whoever she thinks she is. That's what I have to say. Beyonce is whoever. That album is so good. It's so good. Like, I don't know how to explain. Like, the artistry involved in that album, my god. Then the collaboration with my girl Miley Cyrus, oh my god. Anything with Miley Cyrus, no, I'm going to eat it up after the lawsuit. It's Miley Cyrus. So I was super excited when I saw Miley Cyrus on the album, and Post Malone was also on the album. I'm a Post Malone fan, not a huge fan, but I'm a fan of his work. Post Malone should consider going to country music because he's very, very good. All in all, Cowboy Carter was a good album. What again am I doing apart from listening to music? I'm watching K-dramas. You know me and K-drama. We're never going to part ways. I'm currently watching Queen of Tears. Man, that drama is stressing me. I am stressed. Like, the last episode, I was just crying. I was literally crying because it was just super emotional. I also watched Marry My Husband, Perfect Marriage Revenge. Perfect Marriage Revenge was everything it thinks it is. Compared to Marry My Husband, I'm on team Perfect Marriage Revenge. I love Park Min Young's shows, but I don't know why I loved Perfect Marriage Revenge. Maybe if I watch Perfect Marriage Revenge after I watched Marry My Husband, maybe I would have chosen Marry My Husband. But I just felt like Perfect Marriage Revenge was well, like, developed. There was no plot holes in Perfect Marriage Revenge, if you get what I'm saying. But Marry My Husband, I felt like when it got to episode 13, it started adding unnecessary things which made it longer. One major disappointment of K-dramas of the year for me is Impossible Hair. I'm watching the Impossible Hair. It's on Disney Plus, and that show, I had so much expectations for the drama, but the drama just flopped in my head. It just didn't make sense. The script writing felt so amateur. I didn't just enjoy the show. Oh, I'm also watching Chinese dramas. Oh my god, I'm obsessed. I am obsessed. Give me Fluffy and I'll take it any day. I'm obsessed with Chinese drama. This one I just finished watching, Fireworks of Your Heart or something like that. I watched My Little Man, and I'm currently watching Amidst the Snowstorm, and they're all very, very, very good dramas, and I love them. I just love watching Asian dramas generally. Asian dramas, Asian movies. I started watching this Indian show, Made in Heaven, last year. I finished season 1 and season 2. It's on Amazon Prime. And it's so good. It's so good. It's about like a wedding planner, but her life surrounding the wedding planning, and it's so good. Different stories every new episode, and you should watch it. I promise it's not going to disappoint you. I will recommend. Made in Heaven was like probably my best show for 2023. It was my best show because that drama was just so good. So this year Oh, I won't talk about the books I've read. I read The Middle Daughter. I read Credence. I read what other book did I read? Credence, The Middle Daughter, A Secret Moment. So many other books I read between last year and this year. And yeah, I promise to read more often because I want to bring back my old culture of reading, because I read a lot when I was much younger, but I don't know what's wrong with me these days. I can't just sit down to finish a book. By the time I'm like halfway through the book, I jump to another book or I just forget about the book in general. So I want to read more this year. Also, what again am I up to? Yeah, I think that's basically what's going on in my life now. Right now, I'm trying to figure out what to do in my life. Either I go for my master's, like I said earlier, or maybe work. But I really want to go to school because anytime I slack in my academics, I have a lapse period where I don't go to school. Like, I struggle to get back into my books. So I want to go for my master's before maybe I start working. And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in my life. I said earlier, as I said, like I said earlier, that I don't promise because I don't know what this year holds for me. I don't promise to change to post consistently because I know consistency is very, 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 very important. Like, you can't overemphasize consistency in the social media space, but there are a lot going on with me, and I want to like be able to plan my life before I'm consistent with my podcast. And once I'm consistent, I won't want to go into video podcasting and all those other things to make bring to bring more audience to my podcast. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm where what happened to me from last year, August to now. Listening to music, watching movies, reading books. I'm now a lawyer. I'm now an Esquire. So yeah, that's pretty much everything. So this episode is just basically just rambling about what went on in my life since the ending of 2023 up to now. And I know that this year is going to bring more joy for me. I'm going to be more happy. I'm going to be more fulfilled. And I wish the same for you. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.